Hello, it's September the 24th at 2 o'clock p.m. I'm Sanaya Biani. You're listening to Dreaming Religion. Let's talk about the higher power in these final hours. So let's get your soul in gear. Today we have Mr. Jalen James. He's here to talk to us about spirits. Our first question is, do you believe in demon possession?
It's complicated, but I do.
Okay, so what do you think it causes it?
Well, first of all, I don't think that demons and spirits are as spooky as everybody sees them. I think when people say that demons are possessing people, it's more of a negative kind of energy or a negative spirit, if you will. So that would be more like anger or people being depressed or something like that. So when it comes to those kind of feelings or spirits or, you know, emotions coming onto people, then those would say, people would say that that's negative and that's people being possessed, in my experience.
Do you know of anyone personally that you've come in contact with that were possessed by a demon?
I have a couple of people in my family and, you know, maybe a cousin or two that once had something like that.
What do you think caused that to happen to them?
Well, like I said, you know, somebody can be angry or depressed, and that takes passion, a strong passion towards who knows, certain subject, everything's sensitive to the individual. But there's also another case where it could be schizophrenia or something that's actually a medical problem that they have to get dealt with. So,
okay, and can you talk to us a little bit about schizophrenia and what causes demons to... What causes demons to be involved with schizophrenia?
I think... Now, I'm not, I don't know schizophrenia, you know, down to its, you know, very foundations. But, you know, when it comes to voices in the head, I'm sure that that could become something that's very annoying and it could scare you. And something else that comes with negative energy, the biggest part of it is fear. So if they can get you to get to fear, whatever spirit or negative energy or whatever you'd like to look at it as, that kind of gives it a window for it to attack when you have fear.
Okay, what or who do you think demons are made up of?
Well, you know, it's hard to compare it to something because when it comes to the spirit realm, you're trying to compare something that you've never seen or basically almost never heard, something that's unbeknownst to our own senses. So it's really hard to describe something like that.
Okay. Can you think of any scriptures that speak about demon possession?
I know of a couple, but not off the top of my head. I can't give you, you know, the Bible verses.
Okay, and what type of people do you think demons target to possess?
It's a wide range of people. I mean, anybody's susceptible to be attacked by demons. It just depends on what situation they're in, what part of their life they're in. Like I said, it's sensitive to the individual, you know. So it really just depends on whether or not that window of opportunity is there and if the demon is waiting for it at that doorstep.
Okay, what should people do to avoid demon possession?
It's a range of things you can do. You want to try and do things that's going to keep your mind steady and towards positivity. A lot of people do that by reading the Bible because it's put a lot of words together in a way where people can understand it and really have faith in it. And there's a lot of people around it that believe in it, so that helps you believe in it. And so if they're giving you something positive in that light, it makes it easier to believe. And when it's easier to believe, then you know, it's much easier to fight off a demon. But also, you could meditate. And meditation is something that's, that's very strong when it comes to, you know, being with the soul and the spirit. And that can keep you cleansed, to keep you clean, and definitely keep demons out.
Okay, for those of us who want to know exactly how to meditate, we need to know what meditation is and how do we meditate.
Well, meditation is basically you as an individual looking inward. Most of the time we're looking outward, and there's two things you have, the heart and your brain. And in religion, we call it the heart, we call that the spirit, and then in the brain, we call that the soul. So what you want to do is, you want to, when you meditate, you're being silent and you don't have any thoughts. Your brain is clear, your soul is clear, and that way you can get much closer to your soul. When you get closer to your soul, then you're able to connect with your spirit better. And your soul is what comes in. Your spirit is what comes out. So when you have good things coming in and you're able to different, you know, see the difference between what's good and what's bad, you can, you know, filter through your soul. And then that way what comes out through your spirit is something that's positive. And that's what really keeps you from being overtaken by evil.
Okay.
But it takes a long time to know how to meditate, though. You have to practice. You really have to practice. And a lot of people, they do it at different times of the day. The problem with the world now is you have a lot of things that's kind of distracting you. You know, you have work, you have school, you have this, you have that, you have bills. So all these things come into play into your everyday life. And with that, you don't have 2-3 hours to sit down and do nothing. You know, you have to be doing something, go get that money. That's what a lot of us do. That's the American way. So I think that's something that really tears us apart as Americans, to be able to get to be into that place where you can meditate and get close to your soul and your spirit. And I think that's probably why you see a lot more possessions on this side, too. So you got to take all that into account.
Okay. If you have someone in your family that's possessed, what do you think you should do?
You can pray for them. You can try and lead by example, and try to stay positive yourself. Try to spread that positivity without pushing it on them, you know. And try to, because I mean, really, what happens if somebody gets possessed or something like that? And that really means that they're not aware. Is most likely because they're not aware of, you know, their spirit, their soul, and the physical realm. So it's hard to get somebody that's not aware, that just got possessed, to become aware while they're possessed. So it's something that they kind of have to do within themselves.
Okay. Okay, I know there is a scripture in the Bible that where this man was demon possessed. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," legion meaning that there were many of them. And he cast the demon out, and there were a bunch of demons. They jumped out of him, went into the pig, and the pig ran into the water. But I can't think of the scripture. But I do remember that's in the Bible. And sometimes people do get possessed by demons. What to do about it? Mostly you fast for 3 full days out of a week, and you keep doing it until the demons lift off of you. You can pray. You can sing praises to God's name. That causes demons to leave your body, too. And do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, I was going to say, those are all things that can also fall under a certain type of meditation. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are a few things that you said again?
You can fast. Fasting is, you can do a full fast, which is 3 days out of a week. Don't eat and don't drink anything. Mm-hmm. And you keep doing that until the demons lift away from you. You can also stay away from certain things that causes it.
Let me stop at fasting, though. Okay. You go to fasting. Fasting is kind of you separating your brain from your body. Your body is always, or your flesh is always telling you, let's go do this, let's go do that. And that's usually what leads you towards possession most of the time, because you're being led by your body and not your spirit. So when you can make that separation between your mind and your body, you're able to almost understand that you have a spirit that's like glue between the two. And when you realize that, it's just like meditation helps you become aware, helps you to put off positivity.
Hey, Sanaya. Hey, Jalen. How you guys doing?
I'm good, man.
Good. I'm Matt Gottesman, the program director here at KPCRadio.com. You're listening to Dreaming Religion with Sanaya, by the way. Get a little background on Jalen. He seems pretty interesting. You're a psychology student, right?
Yeah.
You got a pretty interesting guy right here in the studio. How long have you been going to Pierce?
This is my second year going to Pierce.
All right. And how did you find Jalen?
Well, I was sitting on a bench waiting to go to the library. And I saw him. He came up and started talking to this other guy that was sitting on the bench beside me.
And you seemed like you'd relate to him, right?
Yes.
That's great.
And we started talking. And I said, oh, you would be good. And I was asking him these questions about demon possession and stuff. And he said, he was answering them pretty good. So I said, oh, you sound like you would do good.
You probably got a little background with psychology and sociology,
yes.
Too? Or?
Oh, well, let me break that down for you guys.
Go for it.
I have a psychology class, but this is my first psychology class. I've really done a lot of studies on my own. I actually do hip-hop and music like that, so that kind of led me towards finding myself as an artist and a person, and that helped me to understand other people, because I was once like other people. And, you know, just getting deeper and deeper with that, getting my vocabulary up, studying different cultures, all that, you know, ads and the sum is me knowing what I know right now.
And what kind of music do you like doing?
I like to do a wide range of things. Hip-hop, rap kind of falls under that, R&B. But I'm also a person that likes the old-school funk, old-school R&B, old-school pop. So I would love to bring some of those things back, but for right now I'm very strong in hip-hop.
So do you write your own music?
Absolutely. I also produce my own music. I'm even my own engineer right now, looking for an engineer, but right now I have to, you know, put in all the work.
Well, maybe you could come on one day and do some music for us.
Maybe.
Sounds good to me. Okay. Can you do some music now? Can you sing something? Can you sing something that you do?
I can't get at y'all that free.
Can
I mean, I got rap? Some free songs for y'all.
I tell
some free
you what,
music.
Rap about God.
Where can
Make
we find
up
your
something
music?
Right now. Make
Where?
Up something right now.
That's all right. Where can we find your music, Jalen?
You can find it on Hot New Hip Hop, Dat Piff, soon to be on World Star Hip Hop, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. You can follow me, Jamar James.
Jamar James on Twitter.
Yes, JayMarJamez.
Cool. I guess what else does music work into your life as a student somehow?
It absolutely does. Cool. I'm glad you asked that question. Every year so far, I've taken classes that I feel will be beneficial towards me as an artist. So taking psychology or taking communications, definitely sticking with English, doing things like that, things that might propel me even further into the game when I get inside to be able to communicate with the people that I can only communicate with through one song or two songs, but millions of people. So I have to find a way to really stick in their heads and feel believable and feel real and actually have their respect so that they'll listen to me.
Tell them what they want to hear and they'll listen. Okay, can you do a rap song?
Nah, you know, my For one thing, a lot of stuff already out for free, you know.
No, you have to let them eat, and then they'll want to buy it if they like it.
That's why it's out there for free. Those are my little advertisements.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then I'll really give y'all the good stuff, you know. Okay. when it's proper and ready to be sold.
Okay. Okay, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Where are you from?
From the South. I'm from Arkansas, actually.
So how long have you been here?
I've been here for about 6 years. Yeah. And I actually lived in Hawaii for a year before I moved from Arkansas. After I moved from Arkansas.
Well, tell us about Hawaii.
Oh, man, it's crazy. You learn a lot about spirits there. You learn a lot about how to live without a lot of things.
Yeah, I've heard that they see spirits in their hotels and stuff, coming through the walls, marching through the walls. Have you seen any of that?
No, but that's the smallest of things. You know, they have placed like roads and mountains where they say that old Hawaiian spirits still roam, and that if you don't have Hawaiian blood, then you'll see palms on you because they used to fight with their palms back then.
Did you see any of that?
I actually did see it once on somebody, but. However, I mean, you know, I didn't go on that mountain. But really what's crazy about the spirits in Hawaii, how they used to look at it way before, you know, before it got Americanized, is that everything had a spirit. So the trees, the water, the dirt, the bugs, this, that, and that, everything had a spirit. And so they would almost pray to a god for every single thing. But, I mean, if you think of it, whether they thought it was a different god here and there or all the same god, they're giving God thanks for the creation that there is. Mm. But yeah, Hawaii was great though. Definitely. It was definitely great. And then I moved here my eighth grade year. And I was doing football, actually. I played football since I was in Arkansas. And that was my main goal. I was going to be a football player. But I broke my leg my senior year. And I decided I was going to continue to do music because I started music in high school. And I felt that was God telling me that what I need to do is speak to the people and use my brain more than my body.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, what is your relationship with God?
You know, I think my relationship with God has always been the same, but my relationship with religion has forever been changing.
And why is that?
Because religion is like, I describe it as a story for different cultures to be able to translate what they see as God or what people have told other people of as God and translate it to their people. So I think there's going to be different stories here. There's going to be different stories there, different names, different languages, of course, because that's how we are already. So I think that's what happens when you get a whole bunch of Bibles and people are fighting over this religion. And I think religion is opposite of what God wants, because God would want unity, that separation. And so that's why I'm falling out of religion, but still strong with God.
Do you ever feel that it's God that's guiding you, leading you, guiding you, and directing you to the truth?
Absolutely. Since I was a baby, I've been with God, you know, very strong relationship with him, but it got even stronger once I broke my leg in high school, because I was able to slow down and really pay attention and listen to what it was that he wanted for me. So I asked a lot of questions, and he answered a lot of them.
And he will. So what are some of the questions that you asked that he answered?
Oh, just what's the right way to lead my people? How can I lead my people? Do they need to be led? What needs to be done with this country? What should be done here and there? What should be done in the game of music? All kinds of things.
Okay, what exactly do you think God is leading you to?
He's leading me to a position to be able to speak to the world and give them my point of view, my story.
Write a book.
Same thing. Albums, books. That's it. There really are stories, though. The albums. That's why I can't give it away for free. Gotta have.
That's right.
Yeah. Very real.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to your book. And what do you think the name of it is going to be?
Ooh, too early to tell. I still got some living to do.
Okay. And as far as right now, where are you right now in your religion? Like, are you involved in a church?
Yeah, I do go to a church. It's a non-denomination, so we don't say Baptist or this or that. It's just really about God. And when I go to church, sometimes there are things in the Bible that I've studied and I know are kind of not stationary in the Bible, like some added things, some things have been subtracted, but the important thing is to try and get the overall story that God was trying to put through these men, though it went through a lot of men before it got to me.
Right. And with that, you pray.
Absolutely.
Pray for understanding. Every time you open the Bible, pray for God to help you understand what you are reading.
That's another thing I ask for. And understand what I'm seeing, too, because a lot of things are happening and the world is changing.
Right.
So, yeah, big time for God right now.
And a big time for his people.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I see we're running out of time. And today you've been listening to Sanaya Biani and Jalen James.
Yes, ma'am.
On www.kpcradio.com. And up next, we have...
Coming up next is Henny Abbasi with The Farsi Show. Thanks for tuning in to KPC. I think you guys had a great show. You have fun, Jalen?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was all good.
I did too.
We did great. Good times. All right, well, yeah, coming up next is Henny, and thanks for sticking around, Sanaya and Jalen.
No problem.
See you, everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.